Wanted with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
If the Dunce's Cap Fits.
Now then, nine across. He's an animal, sounds like a twister as well. The first letter's C.
And the answer's cheetah.
That's right. How do you spell it?
A churin, a hin, a teen, a ha. Now hurry up, because I've got 11 down for you as well.
I'm doing this crossword. I'll work it out. 11 down, you say. A species of ornamental bulbous plants. Oh, dear. First letter N. Fourth letter C. This is a tough one.
It's Narcissus. Or as our botany teacher once called it, Narcithus.
Well, why'd he talk like that?
He got hay fever through sniffing a Narcithus.
He'll be ready in 10 minutes, so I should put that homework away, Jimmy.
He's not doing his homework, Mother. He's annoying Grandad with his crossword puzzle.
Oh. Annoying him? I've given him all the answers up to now. Our Susan's jealous, ma'am, because I'm a genius.
Oh, well, can the genius's hard-working mother put a few table mats down?
In a minute, Pat. I've just worked out one of the clues.
Success! Let me see, Grandad. 17 across, an Indian's home. Look, ma'am, he's put Wigan.
Wigan? He's put wigwam. Jimmy, if you want to do something, do your homework and don't annoy your granddad. Well, there's one that's sticking out a mile, Father.
What is?
18 across. Haven't you got it yet?
Oh, leave me alone, will you? I'll do it in a minute.
Too late, Grandad. I've done it for you. Peace dash peace. The answer's perfect, like me.
You're marvellous. I don't know how you do it.
I do. I've just realised what he's up to, Grandad.
What do you mean?
Well, haven't you noticed? He keeps glancing at the pages of his homework book.
You keep your big beak out of this, bird brain.
The little cheat. He's got a copy of that crossword already completed.
What?
I remember now, Mr. Johnson worked them out on the bus this morning. Left his paper on the seat, and when he got off, our Jimmy put it in his satchel.
You little scamp, and there I was, thinking you might be picked for the quiz team at school when they're going for the competition.
What competition?
Oh, it's to find the champion school in the district. A general knowledge quiz before the end of term. I read something about it in tonight's paper.
Oh, yes, we've heard all about it. Hum Your Pete and Tick-Tock Tilly told us this morning.
Who?
Our form master, Mr. Benson, and Miss Trotter, our music teacher. She's organising it at our school. It was funny when they told us it was in the middle of one of her music lessons.
Well, what was funny about it?
Well, Hum Your Pete interrupted Tick-Tock Tilly after she was saying, James Clitheroe, when I said beat the time for Oswald Higginbottom...
When I said beat the time for Oswald Higginbottom, I didn't mean on the seat of his pants with a ruler.
Sorry, Miss Tilly. Talk, Trotter. But as you saw, I did get some of the dust out.
Yes, James, and as a reward for that kind little act, you can sing solo the music accompanying that beat.
Who? Me? I couldn't sing that daft... I couldn't sing it. My voice has gone hoarse.
Has it? Then I must summon Mr. Benson to get it back to normal with his cane. Now, come along, James. I will give you the beat and you will sing the stanza.
Oh, heck.
Now, off we go after four. A tick, tock, tick, tock.
I am a little fairy and Queenie is my name. I flit from flower to flower and I'll bash you lot with me wand in a minute.
James, control yourself.
Silence, class. Silence. What seems to be the trouble, Miss Trotter?
Yeah, it's just James Clitheroe, Mr. Benson. As usual, he is trying to prove that amongst my flock, he is the only black sheep.
Really? Yeah. And what have you to say to that, Clitheroe?
Bah, bah. My gum, what a lovely song.
What song?
I'm a little fairy from the old English magical songbook.
Quite. Yeah. Now listen, class, I have some important news for you and your fairy. Teacher.
Pay attention, class. Mr. Benson's going to say something.
I'll lay 6 to 4, it's hum ya.
What was that?
It's 6 minutes to 4, sir. We go home at 4.
Mm. The good boys go home at 4. Yeah. You will leave when I tell you, Clitheroe. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Now, boys, as you go home from school today, take a good look at the school notice board. Yeah. There, you will see details of the competition for the champion school of the area.
And am I involved in this, Mr. Benson?
Oh, yes, Miss Trotter. I shall require you to stay behind when all the boys have gone.
Why, what's Miss Trotter done wrong?
What was that?
James, restrain your facetiousness. Pray continue humming. Speaking, Mr. Benson.
Yeah, thank you. Briefly, here is what happened. A promising pupil is being selected by each form master to take part next Wednesday in a general knowledge test to decide who will represent the school in our team for the quiz.
Who is a right twit,
Is that so? Maybe you're the one who's the twit for not trying to get in that team.
What do you mean?
This article in tonight's paper. The education authorities have announced that every boy taking part in the champion school competition will receive as a reward a visit to the Manchester United versus Leeds United football match.
Hey?
Refreshments in the director's box, and after meeting both teams, we'll visit Bellevue Circus in the evening.
The rotten things. They never told us about that. I think I might have a go at this.
What? They won't have you in the team. You've got to be good on general knowledge.
Well, I am. Go on, ask me a question. Anything you like.
Right. What is the population of China?
The population of China is Chinese.
Oh, yes, you'll get in the team. You won't even qualify for the first reserve.
Look, you'd have to get through that test first on Wednesday, and it won't be easy having questions fired at you out of the blue.
It's a written test. They give you the questions on a sheet of paper, and the first one to answer them's the winner. I know that because I heard your Pete tell TikTok Tilly. He'd be staying behind after school tomorrow to type the questions, so... Hey!
What?
I wonder if I could help hum your Pete with the typing.
So you could have a peek at the questions? Mr. Benson, isn't that silly?
He is, you know. He's daft. He doesn't even know the difference between water and glue.
What do you mean?
Well, the other day in class he said, I shall now go and tell the headmaster that someone has put water on my seat, hum your. And when he got up to go, his hum your chair got up with him.
I don't believe it. I really don't believe it.
Now, Susan, Jimmy wouldn't tell us if it wasn't true.
Aye, Susan, give credit where it's due for once. Jimmy's got himself in the test tomorrow after all. Well done, Jimmy. We'll have you at Oxford yet.
Oh, I'll go anywhere, as long as it's not eaten. They wear little short jackets there. I'm not saying what they call them, but if your name's Winterbottom, you've definitely had it.
Very funny. I still think there's something odd going on.
Oh, shut up, Scraggy Neck. The only odd thing round here is your boyfriend. Isn't that right, Alfie?
Ah, yeah, I was just looking at your homework book. Hey, what's this black sheet of paper in here?
Sorry, Alfie. Did I accidentally stick my pen nib in your fingers?
Oh, be careful, Jimmy. Do you want another cup, Alfie?
No, thanks. I've had enough of your tea. No, not had enough. Well, I have, I mean, two cups and I've got to go. No, not go. I mean, go, you see. I'm taking Jimmy out and I have some shopping to do at the public library. No? I'm wrong. I'll start all over again.
Evening, everybody.
Evening, everybody. Say, shut up and get your cap on, or I won't take you to the library.
Jimmy, what are you going to the library for?
Well, if I'm going to pass this test, I'll have to do some swatting up, won't I? Come on, Alfie. We must hurry. They close at 7.
I know, and I want to get your granddad a pipe. Oh, the library. I meant the shops where I could get your granddad's birthday present. I've given it away. Not given the pipe away. I mean, told him. He knows now, so it won't be a surprise. I'll get him some cufflinks.
Never mind us. Concentrate on yourself. Get yourself some brains.
I don't buy myself. See, I'll thump you in a minute.
Don't hurry to get my birthday present, Alfie. It was 6 months ago.
No, get a move on, Alfie. We've got to be at the dancing class for 8.
Oh, I'll be back in plenty of time for that, because Jimmy said it won't take long, and it's only 5 minutes on my bike if we go down Poplar Grove. I often go home from here that way.
Poplar Grove? That's a cul-de-sac. Got a brick wall at the bottom.
Now we know how he got all them dints in his crash helmet. In this book, so I'll put down what you said, Alfie. But you'd better be right, or I'll give you a bump of knowledge.
A bump of knowledge?
Yeah, I'll clout you with this encyclopedia.
Hey, don't be clever. You're lucky I'm helping you at all. Anyway, why do you have to come to the library to do your homework?
Homework? You're daft. Were you listening at our house? Oh, of course not. You were rabbiting on about that birthday present for me granddad. We talked about it then.
Ah, no, we shouldn't have done, because he was there and he heard...
We talked about the test.
Yeah, and now your granddad can't puff it. Smoke it. Maybe he won't get it, because he knows. It's 6 months too late. Test. What test?
We're going to test your head to find out where all this gas is escaping.
Well, I bet you're asking for it.
I know I'm asking for it. The answer to question 2... These are the questions whom your Pete is giving us tomorrow to find out who's going to be in the quiz team out of our class.
Why's he giving them you tonight?
He didn't, you clot. I just happened to be around when he was typing them out.
You twisted. You mean you got hold of the paper and copied it?
No, he took the papers home after he'd typed them, but I was too clever for him. He forgot to take the carbon papers away.
Eh?
He asked me to get him an extra piece of carbon paper, so I got a new piece.
Well?
Well, after he'd gone, I nipped in and got the new piece of carbon. The only thing that had been typed on it was the questions.
I see.
Yes, all I had to do was to hold it up to the mirror, and there were the questions.
Jimmy Clitheroe, you little cheat.
Well, it's not like an exam. And anyway, I am cleverer than the others.
How do you make that out?
Well, I'm the only one who was clever enough to get tomorrow's questions tonight.
Well, I don't think it's right. I shouldn't be helping you.
Look, apart from one question, all you've done is help to carry these encyclopedias.
Help? I've carried everyone all the way from the other end of the library.
Right, well, since you brought them, you'd better put them back.
You what?
Well, you know where they go. Please, Alfie. And on your way back, bring old Shakespeare's plays.
Yeah, what? Hey, well, what do you think I am?
Quiet there, quiet, please.
See? The librarian's after you now.
Is he? What do you want, mister?
I want you to be quiet. This is a public library, not a public house. We're closing shortly, so would you mind replacing all those books at once?
That's just what I told him, mister, but he got annoyed.
I'm warning you.
Quiet! Now, please take away all those books. We close in 5 minutes.
There you are, Alfie. Now, hurry up. You've got all Shakespeare's plays to go through yet.
What, in 5 minutes?
Yes, he's a quick reader. Well, he doesn't want to read them. Just look at the pictures.
Really, this is ridiculous. He's already borrowed 20 volumes of the encyclopedia.
Well, as my granddad says, Alfie's got a lot to learn.
You'll learn what it feels like to be knocked out in a minute. And just for your cheat, you can carry them all back.
Not likely. I didn't get them out.
Now, look here. One of you take them back and be quick about it.
Well, he borrowed them, not me.
Oh, is that true, sir?
No, it isn't. Well, I mean, it's true, I got them, but he borrowed them. He wanted them. I didn't want to read them. I just carried them.
To see how strong you were.
To see how strong I was. Say, shut up.
Well, I don't care who wanted them. You brought them over here, sir, so you had better take them back. Here, I'll pile them up on your arms.
Oh, all right.
Good lad. And you'll get all that stuff of Shakespeare's, won't you?
I will not. In time, anyway. Ooh, bah, these are heavy. I wouldn't like to have this in my head.
But I need the answers.
Quiet, boy. Really, it's a toss-up. Which of you two is the noisier?
Well, I think Alfie's won the toss. Look, mister, I've got 8 more questions to answer. 5 on sport and 3 about Shakespeare. Couldn't you give us the keys and leave us to lock up?
Oh, don't be silly. Look, perhaps I can help with the Shakespeare anyway. What are the questions?
I have to know who said three lines in three plays by Shakespeare. First, a horse, my kingdom for a horse.
Yes.
Two, once more into the breach, dear friends.
Oh, yes, yes.
Three, to be or not to be.
Ah, yes, to be or not to be, that is the question.
I know that, but what's the answer?
That's the full line. But they were all spoken by characters whose names were the title.
Eh?
The first is Richard III, next Henry V, and the third was Hamlet.
Oh, I saw them pictures on the telly. Fancy, I knew who said the lines all the time.
Did you?
Yeah, Laurence Olivier. I'm daft. Fancy me forgetting about Ozzy's book.
Is it up to date?
Yeah, all the sporting records up to last year. Ozzy won it at the school sports for the 80-yard sprint.
Yeah, I didn't know Ozzy was a good runner.
Oh, yes, but he's a slow starter usually. At the sports, I helped him. As they bent down, I stood behind him, and when the starter fired his pistol, I fired my catapult.
Ah, get away. Anyway, I hope his book's got the answer.
Of course it has. We'll soon find out how many England caps Sir Stanley Matthews won.
Ah, good.
Now, don't tell him why I want the book. Ozzy, I mean. His dad should be out. It's after opening time.
Yeah, all right. I just want to know how many caps Stanley Matthews won for England.
You should call him Sir.
All right.
Yes?
Oh, good evening, Sir Higginbottom.
What?
Not him, I meant Stanley Matthews.
Oh, of course, yeah. I'm sorry, Mr. Higginbottom, I didn't mean you, sir. Well, you're not. I mean, you're plain, ordinary. You're common, not a gentleman.
Talks when I finish with you.
Oh, shut up, Alfie. Let me talk to the gentleman. Hello, Mr. Higginbottom. Is Ozzy in, please?
Yes.
Can I come in and see him?
No.
Well, could he come out for a minute?
No.
Well, couldn't he just come to the door?
No.
If I write a note, will you give it to the warden?
No. That... I'll give you a thick ear in a minute.
Yeah, see, I'll ask him for it, Jimmy. Mr. Higginbottom, could you give me a thick ear?
With pleasure.
No, I mean, you're Ozzy's book of sporting records. Could you give it to me?
What do you want it
lend
for?
It to, me.
To settle an argument, isn't it, Alfie?
Yeah, with his teacher this morning.
His teacher?
That's right, so he can get on the team for the quiz. All my fault!
He means we've had a bet about sport, me and Alfie. For 5 questions, we've a bet on.
Oh, have you? Well, perhaps I can settle it then.
Yes, get the book. Now, the first is, how many England caps has Stanley Matthews?
Well, I know that.
Yes, it's easy. I know it myself. But Alfie bet me 2 bob I'm wrong.
Oh. You want to bet me as well, Alfie?
Huh? What about... Oh, Matt Matthews. Yes. No.
Yes, he will, Mr. Higginbottom. 2 bob. Won't you, Alfie?
All right. Go and get Ozzy's book and prove it.
I don't need Ozzy's book. Matthews got 84 caps. That's 2 bob you owe me.
But he wants to see the proof, don't you, Alfie?
Yes, I do.
Are you calling me a liar?
Yes. No, I just wanted to be sure that you aren't making it... You've been saying it to twist... You're just making a get... Here's your 2 bob.
Thanks. Well, any time you're feeling a sporty mood again, Alfie, just call round. Ta-da.
Well, Alfie Hall, you made a right mess of that, didn't you?
I'm sorry, but who did? You started all that and I lost 2 bob.
Well, that'll teach you not to gamble.
No, oh, you're asking for it, my lad.
I'm sorry, Alfie, but I've got to get in to see Ozzy.
Well, you'll have to get rid of that big, useless money grabber first.
I know, but how are we going to... Hey, just a minute. Money grabber. Listen, have you got a tanner on you?
Yes, and I'm keeping it. So don't think of any more bets.
No, listen, old Higginbottom would go out if somebody rang him for his taxi, wouldn't he?
His taxi? Well, I suppose so.
Especially if they offered him double fare, as it was urgent.
Yeah, but who's likely to phone for a taxi at this time and to get, oh, no, you don't, I'm not doing it.
Just disguise your voice and tell him it's a matter of life and death.
It will be if he finds out. Anyway, how can I disguise my voice?
Just put a hanky over the phone and talk like a human being.
Yes, me and the wife, Jimmy.
What?
Jeannie, you know, with the light brown hair, you know.
What? Is it me taxi you want?
Tell him about the accident.
Oh, yes. There's been an accident, and that's why we want you a taxi. You see, the wife fell down when she was having a bath in it. not you, a taxi. The bath, and she's broken her. She's broken her. Broken. What have you broken, Ginny?
Oh, me a ankle, you daft old twig.
Hello, is she there in the phone box with you?
Baby, you know, the only person in here with me is only lad.
Ebenezer, did I accidentally belt you with me brolly?
Look, what's going on in that phone box?
Nothing. We're a respectable man and... Oh! I see what you mean.
Hello, Mr. Taxi Man. Would you come round to this phone box and pick me up, please?
Yes, but where is it?
Miles away. I mean, it's miles away to the hospital, and oh, I'm in agony. Oh, oh, the pain. Oh, the suffering.
Hello. This line's shocking. I can hardly tell what you're saying. Look, where is it you want me to go to?
Ooh, how I'd love to tell him.
So that's what he was up to, the little twister.
Ah, now, look, I didn't mean to tell you all. I feel a big enough fool as it is.
Aye, but not as big a fool as Higginbottom. Fancy turning out with a taxi in a well good chase like that.
Yes. Mind you, there are a few fools around when it comes to listening to our Jimmy. Aren't there, Alfie?
Yeah. But I'm sorry, Mrs. Clitheroe. When he got them answers off Ozzy behind his dad's back, I felt I should have said something, but I thought he'll say I'm a telltale tit.
Don't worry. He won't be saying anything when I've finished with him. Getting the questions the night before, indeed.
Grandad, will you go and see him, your Pete, and clout him with your claymore?
You what? You're the one I'll be clouting.
You little cheat. We know all about your stealing the questions.
So Blabbermouth Alfie opened the Mersey Tunnel of his, did he?
That'll do.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. I didn't mean to let the cat out of the bag.
With a bag the size of your mouth, you could let an elephant out.
That's enough from you. And before we go any further, you're not taking part in that school quiz team.
I know I'm not, thanks to your Pete, the rotten cheat.
Well, what do you mean?
He didn't let on how they were doing the questions.
Eh?
They didn't type their own questions. Each master did the ones for another class.
So you got the wrong ones.
Yes, I finished first because I didn't bother to look at our paper. So your Pete gave me 6 whacks because I wrote the 5th form answers to the 3rd form questions.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, Brian Truman as the librarian and Mr. Benson, and Daphne Oxenford as Miss Trotter. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
I'm glad I didn't get in the quiz team. I am, honest. Well, two teams tied for the prize, so each lad in our team has to look after one of the other team, show them around the school, go to the football match and the circus with them, and sit with them all the time for everybody to see. And the other team are all girls. I'd sooner be a dunce than a nursemaid to some brain of Britain in bloomers. Ta-ra!
Thank you.